is quite a lot of pressure. But even if I didn't have that, I'd be very self-critical. I'm always striving to do better than I've done before. So I have that motivation there all the time.
You're a perfectionist.
Yes.
How do you keep all your practice going? You must work 14 hours a day.
I've found myself especially busy recently. I've just come back from America. I had a 3-week-long concert tour. I also went up to Canada for a couple of concerts. And that was a tour that which was a mixture of recitals and concertos. It's great to find oneself on a tour like that because you do the same thing every night. It just becomes easier and it becomes more enjoyable. The kind of pressure of a one-off performance is gone and you can have more fun, I find.
And how about this piece? It seems incredibly tricky because it was written by a pianist, obviously, for a pianist. Yes. And he seemed to improvise as he was going along at the premiere. Do you get that feeling from it?
Yes, particularly in the cadenza, of course. I mean, Beethoven wrote a cadenza for this concerto, which is wonderful writing there. But that is particularly like an improvisation. The rest of it, though, I mean, it's incredibly well worked out. Although, as you say, at the premiere, Beethoven only had fragments in front of him, sort of scribbles on the page just to remind him of what to play. The key thing about this concerto is that all the time there's a sense of a sort of battle between the orchestra and the piano, which is quite different to a lot of concertos that come before it. Everything's more integrated.
And this is, of course, seeing Beethoven move into a slightly maturer style. Now, if you haven't played this piece for 2-3 years, do you feel that your style of playing has matured as well? Is this a good piece to play at this time?
Yeah, I think my style of playing has generally changed. So the way I play the piece has changed.
Do you feel that you've got enough freedom within an orchestra to you know, enjoy yourself and express yourself, as opposed to when you're on the concert platform alone?
When you're playing with an orchestra, this, of course, is certain things you can't do. But, I mean, it's like sort of very large-scale chamber music, really, and you still have the kind of intimacy and the interplay between the instruments. And that's what's particularly wonderful about playing with an orchestra. Of course, giving a recital is quite a lonely experience. But, of course, you can be very much freer with the pulse, for example, when you're playing by yourself, and there's lots of other things you can do, but it's not really necessary to do that kind of thing in a concerto.
That was Benjamin Grosvenor chatting to me earlier. Please welcome him then with François Xavier Roth and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales for Beethoven's 3rd piano concerto.